恩典。
Thanks for Lord's grace.
他的爱常常把我们感动。
So His love always affect us.
那我们低头先有一些祷告。
Let's bow our head and some pray.
主，我们实在感谢你这奇妙的救恩。
Oh Lord, we thank you for your amazing self-salvation.
主，我们求主你今天再次向我们施恩。
May you give your grace again today.
以致你的恩典可以临到我们在座的每一个人。
May your grace can come to everyone sitting here.
特别把我们中间慕道的朋友仰望在主恩手中。
We also pray for the gospel friends here.
在我们中间聚会很久的时间，但是一直还没有认识你的，交在主恩手中。
We also pray for the gospel friends, they are gathering with us for a little bit while, but they haven't believed for you.
求主你开他们里面的心眼。
Please open their hearts.
给他们有一颗单纯的心来接受你的救恩。
Give them a clean heart to accept your salvation.
主你祝福一下的时间。
Please bless the time.
也越过我们做出口的软弱。
And beyond our weakness.
祷告奉耶稣基督你宝贵的名。
We pray in your precious name.
阿们。
Amen.
今天我们中间有没有第一次来到我们中间呢？
Is any gospel friend here?
举下手。
If you
okay.
Okay.
好，欢迎你。
Number one. Welcome.
是昨天提的李华。感谢。好，我们今天一起来思想两节圣经。
So we're going to think about the two scriptures.
一个是在马太福音三章一到二节。
So in the book of Matthew chapter 3, verse 1 and 2.
我想我们念啊，大家你愿意的话都可以一起念。那时有施洗的约翰出来，在犹太的旷野传道说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
So in the verse 1 and 2 it says, In those days John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
那另外一段是在马太福音四章十七节。
And the other will be the, in the book of Matthew chapter 4.
从那时候耶稣就传其道来说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
So verse 17, it said, From the time Jesus began to preach, saying, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
我想我们在座的大多数人，我们离开中国，我们来到这里就是为了寻求一个更好的生活。
So I think many of us, we're sitting here, we from China, and we come to Australia, we're looking for a steady life.
这边的空气很好，环境很好，教育、医疗各方面都很好。
So we can see Australia has very good air, environment, the healthcare, education, everything is very, very good.
但是当我们这次冠状病毒一来的时候，我想大家的安稳都被打破了。
So when this the COVID-19 the pandemic comes here and then it affects us life a lot.
我们要寻找自己的依靠，寻找自己的安稳，是一件蛮困难的一件事情。
So we find it's difficulty to find the dependence and then the security.
那么在大约2000年以前
，So about like 2000 years ago，
当时那个罗马帝国，它统治了一个很大的一个疆域。
So at the time, the Roman Empire is a very, very vast empire.
那罗马人他有那个特权了，其他的民族都是二等公民。
So if you've been a Roman citizen and you have a privilege, so it's different from the other countries. So literally other countries is like a second class citizens.
那在以色列那个地方，以色列人他在寻求可以脱离罗马人的统治，可以自由。
So the Israelite areas and these people, they seeking for the freedom from Roman Empire, and they wanted to free from them.
这个是他们当时所面临最大的困难。
So that's the hardship they're facing.
所以当他一知道我们的主耶稣是弥赛亚，是救赎主的时候，他们就要跟随主。
So they want to see, they want to follow the Jesus. Once they knew he's the Messiah, he's the Savior.
因为他们以为我们的主来的时候就要建立一个强大的政权，帮助他们可以脱离罗马人的统治，可以建立一个强大的一个政权。
So Israel people are thinking, if Jesus comes and it can help them to establish a strong country, and it can help them to get free from the Roman Empire.
但是当我们的主在比拉多面前受审的时候，他给了一个明确的答复。
So when our Lord in front of the Pilate, and he told him,
主说我的国不属于这个世界，我的国若属这世界，我的臣仆必要征战，使我不至于被交在犹太人手里。
So Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have been fighting, and I might not deliver over to the Jews. But my kingdom is not from the world.
我们主所说的国是指着天国而说的。
And then here he mentioned about a kingdom it means kingdom of heaven.
所以我们看见在马太福音施洗约翰出来传道，他第一句话就是天国近了，你们应当悔改。
So you can see in the book of Matthew, when John Baptist, and he said, repent because the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
当主耶稣出来传道，他第一句话也是天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Also for our Lord, he preaching and he said, repent for the kingdom of heaven has come near.
那当我们的主耶稣他在十字架上为我们牺牲的时候，这个天国已经来临。
When our Lord crucified on the cross and we know the kingdom has come.
所以我们每一个基督徒，得救的基督徒应该都是活在天国的世纪里面。
So if you are Christian, you're saved by grace, and you surely are living in the kingdom of heaven.
那么天国的实际是什么呢？
What's the reality of the kingdom of heaven?
当我们讲到一个国家的时候，我们知道它有个行政体系，谁在掌权。
So when we talk about the country, and you're talking about his administrative system.
它有国民，它有律法。它有个国界。
So this country will have the rulers, and we have the law, we have the citizens, and we have the national borders.
我们很清楚，在世界上的这些国家，在上面呢有王或者是总统。澳大利亚这边是总理。
So when you in some countries they still got the kings, they have some countries they have president, and then in Australia we got prime minister.
那下面就有这些行政官员向百姓来征税，来管理这些百姓。
So under these laws and rulers, and there are some ministers, will collect the taxes from his name people.
那这个王跟这些当官的都享有特权，这是他们的行政体系。
Oh, these rulers and then these ministers, they have privilege.And then this is the administrative system.
但是天国的王，我们的主耶稣基督，他是万王之王，万主之主。
And the King of our Lord Jesus, he's the King of Kings and he's the Lord of Lords.
他来不是受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
So he come here is not to serve, not to be served, but to serve.And he just gave his life to many as a reason.
他本有神的形象，却不以自己与神同等 为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。竟有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
So he was in the form of God, and did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, take the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of man, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to a point of death, and death on the cross.
在法国的历史当中，有一个皇帝叫拿破仑，很有名。
So in history, there's a French emperor called Napoleon.
他不管是在政治上面，或者是军事上面，都取得很大的成就。
So he had achieved political and military success.
但是在滑铁卢战役之中，他失败了。
So in the Waterloo battle, he was defeated.
他就被流放到一个孤岛。
So he was sent to an island.
当他仅有的一个士兵竟然不听他命令的时候，他非常的感叹。
So there's a soldier there, but there's only one, but he didn't listen to Napoleon.
他说，当我大权在握的时候，我叫谁死，谁就要死。
So when I have a great power, I will order who going to who kill who and who will die.
但是当我失败，没有权力的时候，连一个小小的卫兵都不听我使唤。
So I failed, and then I lost my power. So this only one little soldier, and he didn't listen to me.
所以他很钦佩我们的主耶稣基督。手上没有一兵一卒，但是被钉十字架上之后，有那么多的属主的人愿意为他死。
So he admired our Lord Jesus very much because our Lord Jesus has not any soldiers follow him, but many people will follow him and willing to die for him.
我们知道主有个门徒叫保罗。
We know that our Lord has a disciple called Paul.
他明知道上耶路撒冷又被捆绑。
So he knew if he went to Jerusalem and he will be bound.
保罗弟兄说，我为主的名不但被人捆绑，就是死在耶路撒冷我也愿意。
So our brother Paul, he said, I'm ready to be imprisoned in Jerusalem, even I died in the law of Jesus.
我们基督徒为什么称耶稣基督为主呢？
What we call our Lord as a Lord?
其实主就是主人，我们是他的奴仆。
So Lord is the master, and we are the servant.
那确切的讲是奴隶。
So more accurately will be slave.
在以前这个奴隶制度盛行的时候，
So in the age of the slavery system,
神非常爱惜他的百姓，就定了一个法律。
So our God loved his people, and there's a law for his people.
就是以色列人如果买自己民族的人做奴仆。
So if one Israelite and he buys one Israelite people,
他可以服侍你六年，但是第七年你要让他自由。
So this Israelite can serve the master 6 years, and the 7 years, and then the master must let this servant leave free.
但是如果这个主人实在太好了，这个奴仆他不愿意出去，那怎么办呢？
So if this master is so good to this servant, and then this servant doesn't want to go,
那他的主人就要用锥子穿他的耳朵。那这位奴仆叫远远呢，不是他的主人。
So this master need to bore the ear through ear through, and then this servant, this slave need to will serve this master forever.
那其实这个是就是我们基督徒的写照。
So I think this is our Christian story.
我们的主是这样爱我们。
So our Lord loved us so, very like this.
所以我们愿意，甘愿做他爱的奴仆。
So we willing to be the slave of love.
所以我们今天常常称我们的主为主。
So we always call our Lord, our Lord.
所以天国的服事也是照着我们主的样式。
So the servants of the service of kingdom of heaven will be like our Lord.
当我们的主在地上的时候，他知道自己要离开这个世界的时候。
When our Lord he's going to leave this world.
那天晚上，他就为他的门徒来洗脚。
So that night, that evening, and he's washed the feet of disciples.
主也吩咐我们说，你们中间谁愿为大的，就必做你们的愿人；谁愿为首，就必做你们的仆人。
So our Lord told us, if anyone, whoever want to be great among you, must be your servant.Whoever want to be first among you, must be, your slave.
所以我们讲这个天国的服事，它其实就像父母在家中怎样辛勤的付出来服事他的自己的儿女一样。
So we can have an example like, the parents, they're working hard and then they serve, their children.
不是为了辖制孩子，是为了爱他们。
It's not going to rule over the kids, but that they just wanted to love them.
是在一个爱的关系里面服事，那这个是天国的实际。
So this is the reality of heaven of kingdom. We serve in the love.
那么天国的子民又是些谁呢？
Who is the citizens of kingdom of heaven?
我们知道这个世界上的王，他挑选子民。有很高的标准。
So we can see the countries, they pick up the citizens, they have very high standard.
你如果很有钱，可以投资移民。
So if you are rich, and then you can immigrate by like some investment visa.
要么你要很聪明，要很会念书，还要年轻的，你可以技术移民。
Or if you are, you can immigrate through the skills. If you are smart, you study well, and then you are young.
我们中间有钱的人不多，但是会念书的不少。
We don't have a lot of rich persons among us, but we have some good students among us.
那神挑选子民的标准是什么呢？
So what's the standard when God pick up His people?
在哥林多前书一章二十六节到二十九节。
So in the book of first of Corinthians, and it said,
按着肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多。神却拣选世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧；又拣选世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。神也拣选了世上卑贱的、被人厌恶的，以及那无有的，不要废弃那有的，使一切有学气的在神面前一个也不能自夸。
So in the verse 26 and to 29, it said, "For consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were noble birth. But God chose who is foolish in the world." To shame the wise, God chose who is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose that is low, despised in the world. Even things they are nothing, to bring nothing things they are. So not human beings might boast in the presence of God.
我想我们的神实在他非常有智慧。
So our God is very, very wise God.
我们在这个世界里面，我们人与人之间啊，有一种隔膜。
So when we live in this world, we find we have gap, with other peoples.
比如说，我的邻居是尼泊尔人，他非常的好。
So my, for example, my neighbors is from Nepal, and he's very friendly.
但是我们总觉得他又是中国人就好了。
So I was thinking if he were Chinese, it would be best.
我们更了解，我们平常可以串串门，也可以一起来吃饭。
So if he's a Chinese and I can visit him, we can share the meals.
那这个是我们跟外国人之间的隔阂。
So this is the gap between Chinese and other countries people.
当然，如果细想起来，我们中国人事实上是非常排外的。
So in fact, we can say our Chinese is quite our culture is quite inclusive.
只有中国人是人，其他的都是鬼。
So our Chinese we treat us as a human, but we call others as a ghost.
我们叫外国人叫什么？洋鬼子啊，鬼脑啊，黑鬼，日本鬼子。
So we in Chinese we give other foreigners very bad nickname.
所以我自己信主之后就很小心来改正自己，要称当地人为西人。
So when I believe Jesus and then I keep changing my calling don't call him using this very bad nickname.
在我们中国人之间啊，事实上仍然有隔阂。
We also have some gap between Chinese.
城里的人跟乡下人有隔阂。
So we have a gap between urban area people and rural area people.
有一句话叫，除了上海人，其他的都是乡下人。
So there's a saying said, except the people from Shanghai,the rest of Chinese are from countryside.
其实上海里面 也分这个原住的上海人跟外来的上海人。
Actually, among the Shanghai people, they also had groups, some from local, but some from outside, moved from outside.
那我自己是个福清人，福清人一碰在一起就讲福清话，不管旁边有没有人，他听不懂。
So I'm from Fujing, so I will speak my dialect if I meet someone from the same place. So we doesn't care the other people, we just speak our dialects.
那在自己的这个家族里面，在这个亲人里面，我们又互相攀比。
So in our among our families and our relatives, we compare each other.
那当然了，这些是我自己个人的一些经历跟观察。可能你很好，你不需要把这些例子套在你的身上。
So I think this is my own observation as my own experience. But if I think you would do better than me. So
我们发现这个政府在处理这个民族之间矛盾的时候，他们也用不同的方法。
So some governments they have different ways to resolve the conflicts.
有些国家就直接就是种族灭绝，像这个希特勒这个灭绝犹太人一样。
So there will be some like some countries they just killing other national people, like Hitler, he just killed the Jews.
有些国家就用这种强迫性的要同化他们。
So the other country just force the people follow their way and then.To be a unity country.
好像巴比伦把这个犹太人掳走，然后把一些外邦人放到撒迦利亚一样。
Look like a Babylon empire, and he forced the Jews to come to the other place, and the other place come to the Judean area.
那现在有些国家就学出名了，叫构建多元化社会。
So now some countries they are smart and they find a better way. So they say that establishing a multicultural society.
那大家就保持外表的起码的礼貌和尊重。
So in outside we respect each other.
但是我们中间那个隔阂还是仍然很难隔除。
But the gap still there, it remains there.
我们要想跟其他的民族又想进一步的交往，相当的困难。
we find it's difficulty if you want to have further communications with other cultural or national groups.
我想我们非常感谢主，在教会里面。
We thank our Lord in the among the church.
这些天国的子民是来自不同的地方。
So the citizens of kingdom of heaven, we're from different places.
我们中间有上海的弟兄姐妹，有福建的弟兄姐妹。
We have some brothers and sisters from Shanghai, some brothers and sisters from Fujian.
有广西啊，香港啊，马来西亚。
广西啊、Hong Kong or Malaysia.
也有当地的一些西南的弟兄姐妹在我们中间服侍。
We have some local OZ they serving with us.
我们知道我们都是属于神的，我们是神家的人，不分彼此。
We all belongs to the home of Lord, so we know separate each other.
所以在哥林多前书十二章十三节，我们不拘是犹太人，是希腊人，是维奴人，是自族人。都从一位圣灵受洗成了一个身体，隐喻一位圣灵。
In the
哥林多前书十二章二十三节。
So in the First Corinthians it said in the verse 13
十二章十三节。
Verse 13, it said, For in one spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one spirit.
当我们来到神的家中，聚集在主面前的时候，就像大卫所写的诗篇，弟兄和睦同居是何等的美，何等的善。
So, we gathering together in the home of our Lord, and then like David said,Behold how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwelling in unity.
那我自己信主以后，我就从来没有停止过聚会。
When I believe our Lord, I never stop meeting.
因为弟兄姐妹们因着主的爱，他接纳我这样的小弟兄。
So brothers and sisters, they accept me because of love of Lord.
关心我，服侍我，给我很多很多的帮助。
And they look after me and they serve me, give me a lot of help.
我在外面受了很多苦，但是在教会里面，在神的家中，弟兄姐妹，真的，他的爱把我给吸引。
So I had a lot of sufferings, but in the church, I got a lot of love from our brothers and sisters.So, this love attracted me to go to church.
那这个是天国的实际。
And this is the reality of kingdom of heaven.
那么天国的法律是什么呢？
What about the law of the kingdom of heaven?
我们知道现在当今这些世界啊，主要有两个这个法律系统。
We know there's two law systems existing in the world.
一个叫成文法，一个叫不成文法。
So it's one law is written, and it's one law is not written law.
那成文法就是它有一个法律文字一些阐述作为依据来审理它的案件。
So there will be some law written, and it was this written law will be as the guidance to judge.
那么不成文法它就比较有弹性，就是根据实际的案例，法官跟陪审团他们的审判为依据。
So the other way system is quite flexible and is based on the some cases had made, and then the judge and the jury can according to these cases.
但是我们知道这个世界上的法律它再怎么完善，它只能规范管理人外面的行为。
So we know the law in the world and then it doesn't matter how it's perfect, but it's only can guide and then rule the outside behavior.
对人的心思意念，心中想什么，他是无能为力的。
So you can't do anything for the mind and then the heart of our people.
天国的法律是远生神的灵写在我们心板上。
So for the Lord of Heaven and then that's the Spirit written on our heart.
在哥林多后书三章三节，你们明显是基督的信，借着我们修成了。不是用墨写的，乃是用永生神的灵写的；不是写在石板上，乃是写在心板上。
So the Second Corinthians is chapter 3 verse 3 said, "And you show that you are laid up from Christ, delivered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of living God, not on the tablets of stone, but on the tablets of human hearts."
我们基督徒有个实际啊，就是我们信主之后有圣灵内住在我们里面。
So as a Christian, we have reality. So if you believe, and then you will have Holy Spirit dwelling in you.
那圣灵也来亲自来解释神的话，引导我们走在义人路上。
So the Holy Spirit will explain His words, and then you will guide us on this road of righteousness.
凡向弟兄动怒的，要受审判。
If you're angry with your brothers, and then you will be judged.
骂弟兄的又受审判。
If you swear your brothers, and then you will be judged.
看见妇人动淫念了，就已经犯奸淫。
So if you look at the woman with lustful intent, and then you commit the adultery.
要爱你的仇敌，这些都是天国的律法。
Love your enemy, this is the old love, all the laws of the heaven.
所以我们常常会听见基督徒做见证，说脏话，贪小便宜，心中的平安就没有了。
So we can hear some testimonies from some Christians if they swore and then they took advantage from someone else, they will lose them peace.
主催促我们要去做一件事情，我没有做，心中很难受。
If our Lord encourage us to do something, but we refuse to, we're feeling unwell.
应该去参加一个聚会，掏囊，里面的平安也没有。
So we lost our peace as well. If we are lazy, we don't want to attend a meeting.
所以圣经也教导我们，信与不信不要同乎一二。
So the Bible also teach us do not be yoked together with some unbelievers.
不单单是在一些大的事情上面，比如说婚姻，比如说合伙做生意。
It's not only in some big matter like a marriage or having a business with someone else.
我们跟外邦人一起做一定是亏的，因为我们标准不一样。
If we have business we're doing together with some Gentiles and it won't be successful because we got a different standards.
那我自己这个吃亏吃多了就学精了。
I learned some lessons from this.
所以在一些小的事情上面，如果有了选择的话，我都尽量找基督徒。
If it's possible, I would do the things with Christians.
像这个，我找修车啊，看牙齿啊，我都找尽量找基督徒，因为我放心，这是天国的实际。
If car service, dentist, something else, I will go to Christians. If they're running the business, I think it'll be better for me.
那最后我们来看这个天国的这个国界。
So we're going to see the border of the kingdom of heaven.
我们先来看神原先的这个设计。
So we're going to see the original designed by the God.
神原先交给人的一个疆界是什么？
So the original border he gave to human.
神本来是要透过亚当夏娃，这是他所设立的形象，来治理神的园子，也就是伊甸园。
So he wanted Adam and Eve govern the garden, Garden of Eden.
并且吩咐他们要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，地上各样行动的活物。
So he said, you need to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth.And subdue it and have dominion with the fish of the sea, over the birds of the heavens, and over every living thing that move on the earth.
那这个本来是神要交给人管理的疆界。
That's the border that God gave to human.
然而这个堕落把一切都改变了。
So the fall of human changed everything.
亚当夏娃被逐出伊甸园，地就受了咒诅。
So the Adam and Eve sent out to the Garden of Eden, and the ground was cursed as well.
而且所有被造之物都一同呻吟，同受阵痛，直到如今。
So the whole creations were groaning and in pain, and until now.
这个堕落让我们每一个人都活在黑暗的权势底下，成了罪的奴仆。
So the fall of human and they are living in the life of under sin.
而魔鬼撒旦正是被称为世界的王，空中掌权者。
So the Satan was called the king of the world and then the.Princess of the power of the air.
也就是当我们一出生的时候，我们就是属魔鬼的。
And when we come to this world, and then it means we come to this world and belongs to Satan.
关于生孩子，我要讲一个见证。
I have a testimony about the childbirth.
在提摩太前书二章十五节。女人若长存信心、爱心又圣洁自守，就必在生产上得救。
So in the book of First Timothy, chapter 2, verse 4, verse 15, it said, a woman will be saved through a childbearing if they continue in faith and love and holiness with self-control.
那我的姐妹是信主的，而且我们生了四个孩子。
So my wife she's a believer and then we have four kids.
那每次生产之前，我们都用这一节圣经节来祷告，求主减轻疼痛，减短那个阵痛的时间。
So every time when she having baby and we will pray and we use this verse.And we hope that our Lord will listen and then just reduce his pain.
祷告是祷告了，每次还是痛得死去活来。
So even though we prayed, he's still getting a lot of pain.
不是说姐妹要在生产上得救吗？还是我们没有信心、没有爱心，又圣洁自守呢？
So what's the problem? It's like it says, it's our problem. We don't have faith or love and holiness.
但是感谢主，虽然我当时不明白，但是每一个孩子出生，我们都带到主面前，求主施恩拯救。
Even though I couldn't understand that time, but I always just bring my children to the Lord.
因为我们就觉得，他们如果不信主，他们就是一个罪人。他一生的劳苦没有果效。
So I think if they didn't believe a Lord, and then the all suffering on earth will be in vain.
那直到最近我们一起查这个利未记。
So recently we just have a Bible study. We read the book of Leviticus.
在利未记十二章一到八节讲到妇人怀孕生男孩她就不洁净七天 如果生女孩，她就不洁净两个七天。
So in the, chapter 12, it said, when, a woman conceived and bears a male child, and she shall be unclean for 7 days. If it's the female child, will be, unclean 14 days.
那么满了洁净的女子，她要到会幕那边要赎罪，要献祭，一个是赎罪祭，一个是燔祭。
So, when the days of her, purifying are completed, and he need to, go to the time of, meeting, and then he need to give, offer the offerings.
那么生孩子怎么就不洁净呢?
How come, when the childbirth will be unclean?
因为在造主里面我们生的都是罪的。
So, sinners in a curse.
所以要献祭，要献两个祭。
So we have to offer the two offerings.
一个是赎罪的，一个是燔祭，要把自己完全的奉献，把孩子完全的奉献。
So that's a, one is a sin offering and one is burnt offering. We need to offer our children, all them.
我想真的是感谢主，因为他是这样爱我。
So we thank the Lord because He loves so much.
因为这些牲畜的血并不能真正洗净人的罪。
So these offerings, blood couldn't purify our sins.
这些都是预表神的羔羊，我们的主。
So it stands for our, the lambs, our Lord.
所以当我们的主在十字架上为我们牺牲的时候，就应验了创世纪三章十五节，女人的后裔要杀你的头。你要伤他的脚跟。
So, when he crucified for us on cross, and then he just saying, the offering of the woman, will bruise your head, and you will bruise his heel.
在马太福音28章18节，当主复活后，他就宣告，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
So when in the book of Matthew, chapter 28.It said, the all authorities in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
我们的主已经得胜，撒旦已经失败。
So he, our Lord has get his complete victory, and then Satan has failed.
我们的主颁发大使命给门徒说，你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父、子、圣灵的名给他们施洗。
So let's order from Lord, he said, go therefore and make the disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and then of the Holy Spirit.
今天我们还愿意的都可以来到神的面前做他的儿女。
If you're willing, you can come and then, to be his son.
神要恢复我们跟他之间的关系，也就是没有犯罪之前，亚当跟夏娃跟神之间的关系。
And then he will restore the relationship, is the relationship, human hasn't get full yet.
我们知道当我们的主第二次再来的时候，他就要带来天国完全的实现。
So we know in, our Lord's second coming, and he will accomplish the kingdom of heaven.
在启示录11章15节，那时世上的国成了我主和主基督的国。
So in the book of Revelation, it said, this world becomes our Lord's kingdom.
新天新地新耶路撒冷。
So the new heaven, the new earth, the new Jerusalem.
新耶路撒冷是指着教会而说的。
So New Jerusalem is, means, our church.
教会作为新库，要与基督一同作王，治理全地。
So, the church, like a bride, will, sitting with Lord and then, govern the whole earth.
我们看见先前的是亚当夏娃。
So we can see, before is Adam and Eve.
将来的是基督和教会。
So in the future is Christ and church.
先前的是伊甸园。
So before is Garden of Eden.
和将来的是圣城耶路撒冷。
And in future is the new city Jerusalem.
先前的不过是暂时的。
The before is temporary.
和将来的却存到永远。
So the in the future will be forever.
那这个是神重新要交给我们的疆界。
So that's a new border, God will give to us.
我们的主今天迟延来，他是在这盼我们。
So, that's patient. He gave the patient on us. Our Lord's delayed.
他给我们有个悔改的机会。
He gave us the chance for a repentance.
当我们看看今天这个世界的局势的时候，有瘟疫，有地震，现在开始有打仗的风声。
When you see the situation of this world, there's pandemics, there's the war, there's earthquake.
那这些都预表我们的主快要来了。
So it telling us our Lord is coming back soon.
所以亲爱的朋友们
dear friends,
天国的实际对你有没有吸引？
So the reality of kingdom heaven is any attractive?
你还在寻求地上的平安？
Are you looking for the peace on the earth?
还在找自己的依靠吗？
Are you looking for your own dependence?
还是今天你愿意降服在主面前，你承认自己是软弱的、无有的？
Or you want to bow down in front of him and then just admit you are weak and you need him.
好，那主的恩典今天可以临到你。
And may his grace can come upon you.
你们来为你还没有信主的，你今天愿意信主，我们请你举下手。
Is anyone here you wanted to believe our Lord?
好，我们今天信息就到这里，我们有些祷告，也为我们中间的还没信主的来祷告。
Our message time here, and we have some prayers.
主，我们实在感谢你的恩典，你在十字架上为我们牺牲。
Oh Lord, we thank you for your crucifixion. You died for us.
你在我们跟神之间成就了和平，让我们今天来到神面前有路。
So we have a way to the God.
主，我们知道你来的日子越来越近了，我们就恭敬的把我们在座的还没有认识你的仰望在主恩手中。
So we know your second coming is near. So we just pray for those people in front of you.
主，福音是圣灵的大能，不是靠着我们的高言大志。
So the gospel is for you great power. It's not because of our beautiful words.
主，你给我们有这样的机会，可以与主你同工。我们栽种的，但是成长却是主你自己的事。
Thank you for you give us a chance to walk with you, and then we know we sow the seeds, but you are the God to make it grow up.
我们求主你自己在这些还没认识你的慕道的朋友里面松土，以致你福音的种子可以在他们里面生长发芽。
Many seeds can grow up in these gospel friends' hearts.
求主你不放过他们心中的感动，主你怜悯他们。
May you mercy on them, and then just let them to know you.
谢谢主的恩典，祷告奉耶稣基督你宝贵的名。
Thanks, Lord's grace in your pray in your precious name.
Amen.
Amen.